Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
9.5 minutes now before the top of the hour. Welcome back to the News Hour. With us in studio, as he is at least once a month, is our friend Mike Caldwell from the Business Innovation Zone. Mike, good to see you again.
Nice of you to have me here.
Always a pleasure. You have a regular event that comes up each and every month.
And, we do.
You sell tickets for lunch.
We do. And we allow free people to come in.
There you go. Yeah. And it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, 11:30 to 1.
And this Wednesday, we're going to be talking about a real phenomenon.
Yes.
This is a cool story. It really is. With us on the phone are the founders, the originators of something called ClusterFlunk. And these guys have come up with a program that's really amazing. Welcome to the News Hour, AJ and Joe.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
It's our
pleasure. Yeah, thank you.
Our pleasure, guys. Thanks for finding a hard line and doing this with us. We appreciate that. I know that sometimes can be a real challenge. Hey, let's talk a little bit, first of all. You're going to be appearing with Mike at this event, but let's go ahead and talk a little bit about what is ClusterFlunk.
Yeah, so ClusterFlunk is simply just a way for students to talk to the other students in their classroom.
Right.
Hey. You know, we like to explain it as a Facebook group for every class at a particular university. It's kind of a good conceptual way to look at it.
So, for example, if I'm taking a class and it's intro in business law or something like that, and there's 50, 60, 70, 80 people in my class, I'm going to have the opportunity then to connect anonymously or with my ID to each one of those students in that classroom?
Yep, exactly. And, you know, students use that wall, you know, that class group to ask questions, answer questions, share notes, share study guides, sublease their places, course recommendations, you know, think about anything that all of the needs that university students have, and chances are it's used on CF.
You know, I could have used this when I got the wrong econ prof in 1979.
Boy, could I have used it? I had a, you know, speaking of that, that's why I said business law. I had a business law instructor that stood there and read from the text.
Yeah, it's happened.
That was really horrible. AJ and Joe are the originators of this program, and there is another program out there, guys, that we saw, but it works more aligned with the universities. You're working with the student body versus the university. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, that's definitely accurate, and we did that for a number of different reasons, but
sure.
The biggest reason being, you know, we just really wanted to create a product for the students.
Well, and not only that, but I remember being in college, and anything that the school told you to do, you're not going to do that.
That was an automatic no.
And so, but this is organically grown, which makes it a lot more. Well, I mean, people are going to utilize it. I would think much more readily. You guys have just come into some funding.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, so we started raising funds towards the beginning of this year, and we found a really good fit with Lightbank. They're a fund
guys.
In Chicago, mm-hmm. and it's the Groupon founders
right.
started this fund. And yeah, we raised $1 million from them.
Congratulations. Now the real work begins, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what nobody ever tells you. Is after you raise all that money, you got to get to work.
You have to perform.
That's right.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah, we're always working.
Now, when you guys, AJ and Joe are with us, they are the founders of something called ClusterFlunk. When you go out there to introduce this program to the students, how do you go about that? That's a huge job. You go, UNI and you stand on a corner and hand out leaflets? Or how are you doing this? Social media or what?
Yeah, it's really complicated. It's really hard, and, you know, we're still looking for ways to do this. But, you know, as you mentioned, it's just a lot of word of mouth, a lot of social media, and we really focus on, you know, making our users really happy. And when we do that, they feel more inclined to tell their friends about it.
Yeah. And this is a practical program, allows students in a class, whatever that class happens to be, to communicate directly with each other, ask each other questions, talk about this. What about instructors? Are they getting in on this too so they can maybe do a better job or learn more about how they can reach out to their students?
Yeah, so this was one really cool thing that happened throughout our history. And, you know, when we launched, there were a few professors, you know, who were a little skeptical of our motives.
Well, you're going to talk about
but,
me.
You know, as we continue to prove ourselves and gain a larger and larger following, a lot of professors and TAs found that it was the quickest and easiest way to talk to their students. So we have, you know, TAs and professors holding office hours on our site, regularly answering questions. So it's, they've definitely found, use cases, for CF on their own. And we always like to say that CF is first and foremost a social community. It has real educational utility, but it's more so a social product that's built around universities.
Well, I noticed you did mention something in your opening. Your open is that it allowed students to maybe sublease some of their. So it's not all business law 101.
Yeah, but to me, what it is, when I met these gentlemen to begin with, what just absolutely amazed me was this. It's a frictionless way for everybody in a class to meet each other. And if you're a professor or TA that cares, you're going to want to get in this because the questions are everywhere and everything that you're. In a way, it's like, okay, what didn't I teach well? Because right. If they're asking 10 questions about the same thing, I obviously can get better.
Now, here's another question for you guys. AJ and Joe, you've gotten $1 million. This is a great opportunity for you to start to fund this. Does that mean, are you going to be moving to Chicago?
So we've recently opened up additional offices in Chicago.
Very good. Nice
answer. We still have our offices back in Iowa City, so we're kind of just running, you know, between the two.
Right. And it's not a far drive, right?
No, it's not bad at all. And there's a nice megabus that's really kind to us as well.
Dollar a ride megabus, guys. That's called a startup.
Right. Do they have Wi-Fi on the megabus?
Yes.
We're about to find out tonight.
They do.
So you can work as you're going down the road. I think that's pretty cool. So let's talk about the organic reach of this. What schools are you in now? UNI, Iowa City?
So we're at 15 schools, you know, and they range anywhere from the University of Iowa to Iowa State to the University of Florida, University of Auburn, University of Arkansas, just to name a few.
Yep. Wow. Yeah. And the adoption rate, and how long have you been in business?
We launched January 25th of 2013, so probably like about a year and a half now.
It's pretty sweet.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. We're gonna have to get out of here because we've got to also plug Mike's adventure that's coming up on Wednesday. Thank you, AJ and Joe. Thanks so very much for being part of this. We really do appreciate it. Where can people go to find out more about ClusterFlunk?
www.bizci.org.
B-I-Z-C-I.
.org.
And so the luncheon is Wednesday.
Luncheon's Wednesday, 11:30 to 1. You can come for free if you don't want us to provide a lunch. If you want a lunch, we'll get you one of those for a few bucks.
There you go. It's all in the cards. AJ, Joe, thanks so very much for spending some time with us, talking about this. I think it's great. 18 months, you guys have already gotten some funding. And now, as we said, the work really does begin. Hey, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would be Mariah and Monica and Justin and Jordan and everybody. Thanks so very much for having been here. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.